T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ethiopian Airlines on the defensive today after the New York Times reported the pilots on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet, which crashed, never trained in a simulator for that plane. Joining us on the newsline, CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve. Chris, what's the airline saying now about the training for the pilots before that crash?
Well, the airline has maintained throughout that the pilots were given training following the Lion Air crash. They got this 737 MAX simulator in January, but the airline says that simulator was not equipped to simulate or recreate the situation that played out on Lion Air, because it didn't have a setting for what's known as MCAS. That's that anti-stall program that investigators believe may have repeatedly pushed the nose down on Lion Air after a sensor malfunction. So, you know, I'm not sure that it has all that much significance now that the pilots hadn't been in that simulator, because the simulator wouldn't have been able to simulate what they may have experienced last week.
Just some of the details we are learning, and we also are learning the FBI is joining the criminal investigation into Boeing. What's the FBI trying to find out?
Well, the FBI stresses they're supporting a criminal investigation. We do know a subpoena was issued to a Boeing employee where ordering basically that records relating to the MAX certification be retained. And, you know, it's unclear what the total scope of the investigation is, but we have learned that that subpoena came out of the fraud unit of the Department of Justice. So that may give some indication, but the FBI says they are supporting an investigation. The Department of Transportation Inspector General has launched an investigation. We know that DOTIG agents have told FAA employees in the Seattle office to retain documents. You have congressional investigators that have launched an investigation, and there's a DOD ethics investigation now into the acting Secretary of Defense to see if he was inappropriately essentially lobbying for Boeing in his government job.
A story that's still ongoing in many ways. That's CBS transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve. Thank you.
Sure thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.